Dave Mishnah brought Ahu Rav of Golas Achash Tzava Apnei Amai. Hillel also saw a skull floating in the water. Amar La Ada Achbeis Atfuch V'Sof Mitayfucha Yitufa. Hillel said, because you flooded others, that's why you got flooded. And eventually those that flooded you, will they themselves get flooded? As when Hillel saw the terrible disgrace this person got, that somebody obviously murdered him and threw him in the water, and he realized that it must have been a terrible aver that this person did to cause him to be disgraced in this way. So Hillel said, the reason why this disgrace happened to you is because you did the same to others. What Hillel is teaching us is that a person should never think that he will get away with a single aver that he did. Every aver that a person does eventually will be repaid to him, no matter how long it takes. He should not think that he is going to get away with it. Also, Hillel is teaching us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes somebody for an avera, he does so mida kineged mida, just like that person did to others, so too that will happen to him. So therefore, Hillel said, that is why the person got disgraced like this, as he did it to others, and so too the person who did it to him will also get punished in the same way, even though this person was obviously chayev misa. So you might think that the person who killed him would not get punished. That is not the case, as only Beis Din is allowed to kill a rotzeah. Somebody's not allowed to take the din in his own hands, so therefore the person who killed him will also get punished. Masechet Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Hu haya omer, mar bebasar, mar berima. Hillel used to say, somebody who eats a lot of basar, thinking he will be healthier this way and will live longer. That's not the case. He will not live any longer, and all it does is multiply the worms that will eat his guf after his death. And Chazal tell us, Kasha Rima Lameis, Kemachat the Basar Achai. A worm is painful to a maize, just like a needle is painful to the Basar of Achai. Mar ben Chasim, Mar Bezaiga. Somebody who acquires a lot of property, thinking that this will bring him contentment, that's not the case. All it will do is multiply Zaiga's worries and concerns that he has from his property. Mar ben Nashim, Mar Bekshavim. Somebody who marries a lot of women, thinking he will find happiness and tranquility with a lot of wives, that's not the case. Instead, all it does is multiply witchcraft, and since he has a lot of wives, they'll be jealous of each other, and they will try to beat each other out, i.e. witchcraft. Mar beshifchos, mar bezima. Somebody who acquires a lot of shifchos, maidservants, and since he has a lot of wives, he will feel the need to buy a shifcha for each wife, thinking that that will keep his wife happy and they will not be mizana under him. But what will happen instead is that he will multiply znos in his house and the shifcha themselves will be mizana. Mar be'avadim, mar be'gezel. After somebody buys a lot of property, he will feel the need to buy a lot of avadim to work on his property, thinking that that will bring him success from his property, but that's not the case. Instead, it will multiply gezel. And since he has a lot of avadim, and avadim are known to steal, so with the more avadim that he has, the more people he will have stealing from his property. Mar be Torah, mar be chayim. As opposed to somebody who learns a lot of Torah, he should not think, Ayideh, that he learned so much Torah, he will have daigas and worries that maybe he will forget his Torah. Instead, he will multiply his life. Torah brings arichas yomim. Mar be yeshiva, mar be chachma. Somebody who brings in a lot of talmidim to teach, that will be mar bechachma, ayidei that he teaches his talmidim. They all will sharpen each other in chachma. Mar be'etza, mar be'tfuna. Somebody who often takes advice from other people will be mar be'tfuna. He will become a navan. He will be able to learn davar mitos davar by learning things from the etza that he takes. Mar be'tzaka, mar be'shalom. Somebody who gives tzaka often will be mar b'shalom, like the pasuk says, v'haya ma'ise hatzdaka shalom, kana shem tov, kana la'atmo. Somebody who acquires for himself a good name, that is a kinyan for himself alone. Nobody shares in that, as opposed to somebody who buys a lot of property, that will not be just for himself, as other people will take his property from him after his death, and even during his life, a lot of times, other people will take his property from him. Kana lo dibri Torah. Somebody who has acquired for himself Dibrei Torah, Kana lo chaye ha'olam haba, he has acquired for himself Olam haba, ayidei that he learned Torah, he will be zoche to Olam haba.